Less than a month after the previous chief executive had been removed, Catherine Peterson took the reins of a company that just 2 years earlier had been one of the most talked about, well-funded, and promising startup companies in the recent history of the Silicon Valley. She could not have known just how far from grace the company had fallen in such a short period of time, and what the next few months had in store for her. Part 1. Underachievement. Backstory. Decision Tech was located in Half Moon Bay, a foggy coastal farming town just over the hills from the San Francisco Bay. It was not technically part of the Silicon Valley, but the valley is not so much a geographical entity as a cultural one, and Decision Tech certainly fit within that world. It had the most experienced and expensive executive team imaginable, a seemingly indestructible business plan, and more top-tier investors than any young company could hope for. Even the most cautious venture firms were lining up to invest, and talented engineers were submitting their resumes before the company had leased an office. But that was almost 2 years earlier, which is a lifetime for a technology startup. After its first few euphoric months of existence, the company began experiencing a series of ongoing disappointments. Critical deadlines started to slip. A few key employees below the executive level